Good day, everyone. Welcome to the latest and last of 2022 episode of the Dental Success Today Practice Profit Accelerator Podcast. Scott, your official welcome to our show.
Well, Kevin, listen, it's just great to be with your team out there, DST Universe. You know, I was just so grateful for you. You know, it's whatever day this is, I'm like, whoa, we still got like a 1/26th of the year left. So for me, it's a long time away. But I know for many of you, if you're listening to this at the time we're doing it, you know, your clinical days are down to single digits probably. So I would just say, Kevin, it's been record years all the way around. I don't know of anybody. Maybe not. Maybe there's a handful, but everybody has different challenges based on, you know, circumstances of life and where they live. But everybody can choose to be resourceful and to make things happen. And I would say we have a universe full of make things happen people. And so I know we're going to be talking about some of that here today.
You know, before I get into our segue here, I want to make one comment off of what you just said. With all the challenges that have come from, you know, people beating the drums about the economy and people beating the drums about the employment market and the whole deal, we have not only persevered and endured it, we have excelled through it in so many cases. And we've celebrated with so many people who've had their best months, their best quarters, people have their best years. Like, it's so exciting. And that, that's what really gets me fired up and has me excited to get up every day, because, you know, I'm here to serve in my own way and capacity, and it's such an honor to do it. And that's why, you know, this particular show that we're doing today is a big one for me always, because I love what we're going to talk about, which really has a culmination of reflection, reassessment, future focus. And, you know, let's face it, it's that time of the year. It's time to say goodbye to 2022. It's a couple weeks away. Now, like Scott said, let's be mindful and take advantage of every day that we've got left, some of you less than others. And so as we, you know, come together here, Scott, for our final Practice Profit Accelerator episode for this year, let's go out with a bang, right? And I think what's important right now is let's take that time to account for all that's happened, where our opportunities lie to take that the next step in our journeys together, whether you've been with us for a short time or been with us for a long time, and, focus on patient care as well as our own self-care, because they go together and they're equally important in order to be able to create all the extraordinary things that you all have been doing in your communities, which is to be applauded. So, you know, Scott, I know between the two of us, we had come up with a handful of topics to, you know, focus on and guide the discussion today. So I'm going to let you get started and just, you know, take it where you feel so moved, and then I'll keep it moving along. But I'm so excited for this one, man. Let's do it.
Thanks, Kevin. And yeah, so team, I think we want to make this a little bit reflectionary today. And, you know, between Kevin and I, what we talked about was it is important to sort of just reflect on where you are, right? And maybe I should say reflect on where you've been. Like, you look at the past year, you know, what do you have to show for it? And the most important reason is because you need to identify and be proud of, you know, what you've overcome, what you've achieved and accomplished, and not lose sight of these things. And is there so many opportunity, I call them lessons learned, but somebody, a team member actually gave me a better word, say, learning opportunities. So whatever learning opportunities you face, okay, you think about, you want to stack up the assets every year in your life. And you that way you can compound the following years upon them. So first and foremost, the kind of reflection. And secondly, is now kind of what I would call the state of the union, or a reassessment, an inventory of the present. You know, where are we now, right here, today? So not where we've been, but where are we? And then, of course, we flip it over and say, where are we going? Well, what's our future focus, to use our words? What does it look like? and like we visualize, think about it this way, like we visualize in the morning huddle, and then we hold ourselves accountable at the end of day huddle. You know, you got to do it every day. But right now we're saying this is like the end of the day huddle for the whole year, and then it's like the morning huddle for the new year ahead. And this, that's kind of the point of some of the questions that we're going to go over. So reflect, reassess, future focus, okay? And in the martial arts, we used to say, review your progress and renew your goals. And that way you never get distracted or deterred. You always stay right on point with what matters most. So, Kevin, I'll flip it back to you and whether you want to go to questions or make comments on that.
Yeah, well, here, what I'd love to do is just make a quick comment based on what you said, then we'll, you know, we'll start to dive into some of the questions that everybody can utilize to be able to develop your own game plan with regards to doing these things in reflection and reassessment and future focus. And, you know, I was going through, I was actually listening to a podcast of, you know, one of my favorite authors, and he was talking about, because this is how I was preparing for my day today, and he was talking about annual Christmas, you know, the craziness of Christmas and holidays and all that kind of stuff coming up here. And the point that he made, there were two main points here that tie into what we're doing, is he says, number one, you've got to be strong to not get caught up in all the obligation, busyness, piling on, urgency that's created by the outside world, so that it throws you off balance with regards to what you know to be done on a daily basis that works for both you in your personal life as well as in your professional life. And to equate that out to all of you within dental and specialty practices, it's, you know, don't allow those patients who waited till the last minute to screw up your schedule to say, I got to use my insurance benefits, you know, crying and screaming and being all crazy, to disrupt all the good that you've done, the focus you have, to be able to end the year strong and to be prepared to turn that calendar, start all over again, and to come out and just absolutely crush it. Don't get caught up in that business. Don't get caught up in all that obligation. It's not your fault that these people decided to wait and create all this emergency and urgency that has nothing to do with you or the people who followed all the rules. So that was one thing that I always appreciate hearing from him, because it's so easy to get caught up in that professionally as well as in our personal life. And that's where I want to transition then into, you know, with these questions that Scott and I have come up with, which is in the personal life. Like, it's so important, everybody, that as we get into this groove of the last, what do we have, 17 days left this year, of these last 17 days, is be honorable to yourself and make sure that you're focusing on what matters to you and what works best for you, so that it doesn't throw you off in any aspect of life, not in your personal life with your family and your loved ones and all the obligation that comes with things that happen in the holidays, as well as, you know, the busyness that can exist within a practice, you know, given these circumstances, you know, specifically with insurance. And, of course, you know, we don't like it, and we hope you don't either, and have it all under control. Unfortunately, we just got to deal with these people who are trying to force it upon us. So just a message I wanted to build on what Scott said. And so, Scott, why don't we just dive into, as we were organizing for the show today, about taking account of 2022 and, you know, really not even having this big, massive list of 52 different things, although if you want to do it, I encourage you to, but just to focus on, like, the number one thing, number one positive changes, personally, professionally, the whole deal. So, you know, Scott, why don't you maybe speak on that a little bit? I'll follow up, and then we'll proceed to the next portion of our time together, which is the exciting part, which is preparing, love preparing, for what's coming on the horizon.
Yeah, well, I appreciate what you said, and yeah, I think we do. People tend to get sucked in by obligation, and then regret it, resent it, or just be lost in the mud of it, and then they think, what the heck just happened? So the same goes for the year. You know, all through the year, Kevin, your brilliant question is really, what can you point to that you made a decision, you made a change? You doubled down on something that already existed. You improved something that was negligent, or you filled a void. You know, you course corrected or adjusted whether it was throughout the year or whether it was at the beginning of the year, whatever it was, like if you point to the most valuable thing you changed or did or decided, and then what were the ripple effects of that? You know, this level of self-awareness is absolutely vital to be able to have clarity on your own life, your value, you know, and also my favorite words, your personal responsibility, you know, to yourself, that, you know, you were the creator of the outcomes in your year, whether they were accidental or they were purposeful, whether they were proactive or reactive. And that's what I want to say. You know, I think, Kevin, so many people, they set off with these goals or targets or New Year's resolutions or blah, blah, blah. And then throughout the year, they end up basically triaging challenges and problems. And they end up thinking that solving the challenge or overcoming the problem becomes the new goal instead of remembering what the goals originally were. And that there are things you have to contend with, but as Zig used to say, you got to keep the main thing in order to accomplish the most important objective. And there's a lot of minor things that happen throughout an entire year. So to Kevin's question, the number one change that you would consider the greatest positive thing that you could celebrate, your own smart decision that you made, and reinforce today the commitment to keep it going, not lose sight of it. So, Kevin, I'll let you clean that up.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And an example comes to mind, literally happened today, although I could speak on a lot of them, with regards to a change. Now, this actually happened to be more of a forced change than a voluntary. Anyways, talking to a particular team leader who we love and adore, and she was saying about how a team member left. And let's face it, you know, this team member was kind of suspect, and you know, people thought that maybe or maybe not she was having a little bit of negative influence within the practice. Well, long story short, she leaves. All of a sudden, after that, everyone's kind of freaking out. Oh my gosh, we're down a person. We got to go find somebody. You know, the market's not so great. Well, guess what? They end up having some of the most productive days they've ever had. Everybody is focused. They're performing at levels that they haven't performed before. And so, we're just celebrating the fact that everybody rose to the occasion, got themselves focused, and really went for it. And one of the points that I made to make sure that it wasn't lost in all of the circumstances that happened is that through this change, which now is clearly a positive one, it's proof that we could do this every day without additional stress, because this negative influence was having a bigger impact than any of us could have imagined, and so thus everybody collectively was performing at a lower level than they could on a daily basis. And it was this big aha, very easy for us because we're on the outside and, you know, we see this on a regular basis. And so I'm using this as an example because you want to take a look and dial into things that have changed, whether voluntarily changed, forced change, whatever the case, and see the good and say, wow, how can we recreate that? How can we find those opportunities that may on the surface seem a little bit challenging, yet in the end, we know that with the right people in place, can lead to something really incredible. And then from there, just think about the, as you said, Scott, the ripple effect that happens. And if you go back and you piece those things together, I think you'll be truly amazed at how one smart decision has led to multiple, and maybe you just haven't connected the dots. The reason why I think it's so important for Scott and I to spend a little bit of time on this is because when you can see that it's not that you got to make 400 different decisions, you just have to make a few really smart, calculated decisions, and then other good, positive changes just naturally come along. And if you embrace that, it takes a lot of pressure off, and it actually gives you more hope, and it gives you more confidence to just go for it and be very discerning about what's happening. And Scott, when you're talking about, you know, the resolutions of the year and the whole thing, you know me, I love definitions. And one of the things that I think is always interesting about resolutions is people always think about, okay, this year I'm going to do this. Like, it's always something more, something different. Well, what about a resolution? By definition, it says it's a firm decision to do or not to do something. Imagine this. Imagine if 2023 was the year of resolutions where we do less and our life is filled even more. Like, how incredible and amazing would that be? And you can apply that to your practice. Because I've had so many conversations with teams who made the commitment this year that says, man, there's so many things we can do. You know what? We're going to keep it simple. We're going to dial it into the things that we know fundamentally could have the biggest impact. If we perform them day after day at the highest level possible, everything else will fall into place. And so many teams who did that reported back and said, it was the best thing we ever did. It wasn't about more. It wasn't about 52 different things. It was about doing the fundamentals at such an extraordinary level that everything else rose up with it. So, Scott, I had to share that.
Yeah. I mean, Kevin, it's you just brought to life all three of these things. And I would just everybody needs to come up with their example that matches what Kevin just said. And not the, I mean, the practice-specific one you can make as a team, you know, but then the individual personal one. And the cool part is then you get to pick your next one for next year. And if you do it in advance and you do it with foresight, then you don't have to do it reactively and on a whim. And so, excuse me, you know, Kevin, we say it every time. And I believe the single greatest and most important and hardest discipline of success is to rinse and repeat instead of be distracted and have to constantly revisit. Okay? And so if you can just stay the course once you do make that great decision and you're aware of it. And I think the other thing people project, you know, they think something is wrong and then they project outwardly and they look for excuses and blame. Instead of, you know, own it inwardly, and that's really what these questions point to. I guess the last little question of the present moment, you know, I just, again, I say what learning opportunities, but what lessons did you learn about yourself? What did you learn? How did you grow? So we talked about what change did you make? What decision did you execute on? And now I say, how did you grow as a person? What do you know about yourself now? You first ought to know that you're way more resilient, you're capable of more, you can persevere, you know, that your limiting beliefs get in your way. Maybe you tend to self-sabotage, you're focused on the negative instead of the opposite of this. So you got to be, cognizant of the things that, you learn and grow about yourself so that you have more confidence in your ability to create, to perform, and quite frankly, to be happy, okay, to find joy in who you are and what you do, and stop thinking that you're never enough and always know that you are all that you need to be. Doesn't mean you can't challenge and change for the better. You just should do it, again, by choice. So, Kevin, I'll flip it back, and then we can talk about what to do next.
Yeah, I love it. And as you all hear from me, Scott, Meg, our whole team, you are the most important piece of this puzzle. And so focusing on yourself and what is important to you, what you could use, what you could focus on so that you elevate your best, it automatically will elevate everything you do in life, in your personal life, in your professional life, and any other endeavors that you have. And so we can't overstate the importance of you and the focus on you. Please don't feel guilty about spending time on you. Please don't think that it's overly selfish. It's not. In order for you to be the best version of yourself so that you can be the best version for everyone else, you simply have to spend time on yourself. So that's how I want to wrap that piece up. And then as we start to look ahead and we prepare for 2023 – you know, it's a similar vein, right? Let's keep going with this concept of focused simplicity. And Scott, let's just speak on conversations you're having, I'm having, Megan's having, And what's like, how can we identify that one area of opportunity that could create lasting and profound change, not only for 2023, but way beyond that? Like, where is that lever that could really open the door?
Thanks, Kevin. You know, I just want to make sure everybody's super crystal clear. You know, we want you doing this, in particular, this month's Practice Profit Accelerator. We want you to do it personally and with the practice as a team as a whole. So perhaps it's more valuable, but it's also your own responsibility to do it for yourself, as Kevin and I have been talking about. It is important that you communally discuss as a team so that you are united front going forward into next year. So this includes setting goals and all of that stuff. What we're really talking about today, and Kevin uses the word lever, I think, so what is going to move the needle? What is the thing that is the next breakthrough for your practice as a whole? So many people, they focus on, we have a lot of cancellation, or, we need a better quality patient, or, we still have insurance stuff. They have all these things, and they think about all these circumstantial things that, you know, you do or don't have control over. Instead, though, if we say, what can we do, what do we control, where is our greatest ability to be resourceful and find leverage? And whether you are a traditional practice or a specialty focused practice, it always comes down to you controlling the patient value and you making a determination to provide a better experience in order to build a better patient. And to you can expand value without expanding procedure. You can, you know, raise the fees. You can find ways to leverage team members. You can, of course, do things more comprehensively or add other things as well. So it's really thinking outside the box about your year ahead. And I guess what I would say, and then I'll hit the questions fast, is that the point is once you set goals, they can't be arbitrary. And then you also have to be able to back them up. And you know, the old expression, the goal without a plan is just a dream or a wish or whatever the saying is. So you do have to have a plan. But more importantly, what Kevin and I are talking about is for you to really choose your path and be very certain, I would say assertive, but aggressive towards the things that matter most. And Kevin has said from the start of this podcast is not looking at quantity, but figuring out where the qualitative approach is. Where can less be worth more to you? And where is more worth more? And therefore, you've got to cut out the clutter and remove other things that take away from the thing that can move the needle the most. So really quick, the three questions that you need to consider and have answers and solidify. What is the number one area of opportunity that could create lasting and profound change, impact, growth, leverage, okay, in 2023 and beyond? And then also, personally and professionally, what is the theme or the focus? You know, a lot of practices, they have a power word or they have a theme, a word. We make every doctor at every retreat, we met them coming with a theme for the following year. At every wealth group we just finished for the end of this year, starting the next year, we pick a theme, a driving motivation that is kind of like that word that brings you back to center. And so what is that rising tide word that you can fill up with like a blanket on Christmas Eve, okay, that you can keep you accountable all year long for being the best version of yourself? And then lastly, and then Kevin can bring us into a clear finish here, what will be your guide to making more smart decisions to achieve your next phase of success? We like to think we're on that list. We're on that list. Okay? And you are on your patient's list, whether they know it or not. So Kevin, how are they going to better their best and have an amazing year in 2023 and beyond?
Well, this is a great way to tie a bow on the whole year and all the work that everyone is doing. And I so much appreciate the opportunity to be able to share in experiences that I've had, we've had, that we experience through the eyes and the actions of all the people we serve, because that's what we give. We give the real world stuff. And so I don't want to gloss over, you know, when we ask you all these questions. I had one person actually ask me, do you guys really like go? I'm like, yeah, you won't believe. I have questions and lists and all different kind of things that I use personally to keep me focused, to get me back on track when I feel like I'm going off the rails, to be able to identify and celebrate, because I admittedly don't celebrate enough of victories that I have personally, family, things that have happened professionally. Obviously, love celebrating with everyone else. And so, you know, we do this to be able to continue to give you guys tools and opportunities to focus on what matters the most. And so the last thing that I just want to add, and this just came to me as I was listening to Scott go through his final commentary there, is, you know, maybe the one thing that could do it for any of you who just need that little push, that little motivation, that spark, is who do you want to make proud? Like, who do you want to dedicate 2023 to? So that way, when it's over, you can look back and say, man, this person would be so proud of me. And where this came from is I was on a call about an hour ago where I was talking to a newer team champion who they already got a lot of good things in motion here. We're super excited where they're headed. And she had just made this comment to me about one of the presentations I gave. And she said she was really moved, you know, just hearing about, you know, the loss that I've experienced this year of my brother, my dad, four other people in my circle, and how yet, you know, I was still trying to seek out the good that came from that. And I had said, listen, I'm doing all I can to make them, specifically my brother and my dad, proud of me. And that's why they're always on my mind. And she goes, Kevin, that really stuck with me. And you know what? I'm doing that too, because she ended up, she shared with me that she lost two people very close in her life, to her father and someone else. And so it was just this really beautiful moment where it dawned on her, I believe, where it's like, yes, that is. That's how I'm going to honor this person who's no longer with me, and I am going to make them proud, and I'm going to do everything I can to make 2023 my best. And so, you know, maybe that is something that can help anybody who just feels like they're meandering through life a little bit and could just use that one thing to get them, you know, keyed up and focused. So, Scott, thanks for everything that you've shared. Always love coming together on these. I believe that good comes from all of this, and I just, you know, I appreciate you being a beacon of light, as I like to write and talk about, because you are, and it's all nice to be together with you on all this stuff.
Well, Kevin, for sure, you're a bigger, brighter beacon of light than anybody else, so. Thank you for that, and for being so gracious in your sharing and selfless in how open you are, and everyone finds strength and conviction in your stories and your life experience too. So I just say everybody out there, Merry Christmas and applicable holidays for those, and most of all, we're just super grateful for you. You give us purpose. And we look forward to building a better year, just like you can build a better patient and build a better life for yourself. And the beauty is you get to be the designer and the builder and the one who gets to enjoy it all as it goes. And so I just say, keep bettering your best. It's a worth mission. You certainly deserve it. And we're honored to be in your life and look forward to all that's to come. And to finish where we started, Kevin, all that we will make happen. I have to say the best is yet to come, because we will make it so. But thank you so much, Kevin.
I love it. Yeah, great word, Scott. Way to end it. And you're right. Everybody, you deserve it. And I hope you believe it. So thanks for listening on the latest and last episode of the Dental Success Today Practice Profit Accelerator Podcast for 2022. Stay focused, stay hungry. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and a happy new year, everybody. Be safe, be happy, and enjoy the joy that comes with this season. talk to you next year. Have a good one, everyone.